Right, good morning, everyone. The November 9th, 2017 Code Enforcement Board meeting will now come to order. Madam Secretary, may we have a roll call vote?
Roll call. Mr. Weatherholt?
Here.
Mrs. Howes?
Here.
Mrs. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mrs. Pundick?
Here.
And Mr. Cino is here as well.
Okay. All right. You may notice that Mr. Smart isn't here. Mr. Smart passed away, and I'd like to just take a moment to remember him and to think about him. So just have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. All right. So let's do the minutes. Approval. Has everybody had a chance to read?
Yes, I'd like to.
Okay.
Just
additions or corrections?
It's neither. I would just like to refresh my memory on a couple of items in the minutes and see if everyone.
Okay.
Remember, it's on page 13. The last case on the page number 20 is. Everyone had to remember that.
Which case on page 13?
Page 13.
Oh, wait a minute. Page 13 in the minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does everyone remember that? That's how I remember it.
Down at the bottom. Yeah.
That there's something I didn't miss, that I missed. And also on page 20, under miscellaneous business.
Now, is that on the agenda or the minutes?
No, that's on the minutes.
Okay.
Does everyone remember that as it was?
Yes.
And that's all.
Down at the bottom, miscellaneous.
No one has any corrections to that. That's all.
No.
Because
I don't have any.
As I remember it.
Okay. Me too. Okay. Anybody have a comment about that? All right. So, motion to approve minutes.
Second.
All right. Motion, Mrs. Hines. Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communications? Do we have any announcements, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Madam Chair. We do have a couple of cases that are in compliance that are not reflected on the agenda.
Okay.
And there are several that are in compliance.
Okay.
Just for me to go ahead and
sure.
All of them?
Yes, please.
Okay. On page 2, case number 2, CB081792 for 220 South Wild Olive Avenue is compliance November 2nd. Case number 3, CEB051744 for 714 East International Seaway Boulevard, compliance October 26th. On page 3, number 8, case number CEB091702 for 801 North Grandview, compliance November 8th. Number 9, case number CEB091710650 507 5th Avenue, compliance October 27th. And we're going to skip to page 5. Case number 18, CEB091712 for 605 Willie Drive, compliance October 10th. Number 21 on page 6, case number CEB091715 for 1054 Sheridan Road, compliance November 1st. Number 23, CEB10-17-126, 1062 Madison Avenue, compliance October 31st. Page number 7. Number 26, case number CEB101713 for 614 East International Speedway Boulevard, compliance November 2nd. Number 27, case number CEB10-17-133, 120 Madison Avenue, compliance October 31st. And on page 10, number 39, CEB 1117146 for 879 Magnolia Avenue, compliance November 8th. That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Anybody else have any announcements? All right. Would the code officers please come forward and be sworn in? All right, everyone, here's our procedure. We will be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any police officers who must get back to assignments, please let us know. If there are any attorneys that need to get to court, please let us know about that as well. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you are not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The board hears from code officers first, and then you'll be given the opportunity to respond and direct all your responses to the board, please. And we take witness testimony as well, following the same procedures. If we don't get finished, which it was because it's a long agenda, we take a break at probably 10:45. And if you're still here, you can come up and tell Ms. Hampton that you're here, and then we'll hear your case so that you don't have to wade through all of the cases of people that aren't here after that time. We will start with the old cases and then move on to the new cases.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just informed by Inspector McCoy that one of the cases that was announced in compliance was the wrong number.
Okay.
So I need to make that correction. Case number, where I said case number, item number 39, case number CEB 1117146 for 879 Magnolia, that is not in compliance.
Wait a minute, what page is that?
Number 10, page 10, at the top of the page.
Okay. Okay.
So that case is not in compliance.
Okay.
That person's here. That's not in compliance.
Okay.
Number 38 for 132 North Heath Street. Case number 1117145. That one is in compliance.
Okay.
November 8th.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We'll start with our lien reviews. Lien Review 1, CEB 03-08-84, 131 Tarragona Way. The respondent present. Okay, please come forward.
Good morning.
Good morning. State your name and address, please.
Stuart Moyman, 131 Tarragona Way.
Okay.
You raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right, we will hear from code first, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning.
Board. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the city of Daytona Beach. I'll put an interesting study that the pictures speak for themselves, but working on the pictures.
Okay.
Basically, the property was in non-compliance. It had been in non-compliance for a long period of time. The pictures will show the extent of the violations and the non-compliance. One of them, among them, was that there was a pool and various other violations. The, as you see, number one and number two are both related to the property. The circumstance now, as you saw the request from the applicant, for the many period of time where it wasn't being addressed, and then there was some change in the situation where, where finally he was trying to sell. He couldn't sell because the economy was a long period of time. But ultimately, at least we're representing them, and what we understand and have seen is that apparently there's a pending sale of a new buyer is here, and the new purchaser is actually one who actually brought the property into compliance. And if you just take it in terms of keeping the property up, it is now in compliance. The position of the staff is we request the standard 20% well, reduction to 20% of the lien. So we're asking for,
okay.
So both of them were asking for a $2,000 for each one, for a total of $4,000. Reduction to $2,000 on each case.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but there needs to be a correction on the agenda in the description for lien review number two. What the violation was, that did not get updated. It was actually unmaintained landscaping, outside storage, dilapidated fencing, unmaintained and unsecured pool, dilapidated windows, torn and missing screens, dilapidated exterior doors, peeling paint, exterior surfaces, interior surfaces, and missing and dilapidated electrical fixtures. So that was the description of the violations that should have been on the agenda. The LDCs, the maintenance codes are correct, just the description didn't get updated.
Okay.
So, just wanted to make that correction.
All right, so that's now on the record. Thank you. Mr. Mortimer, what would you like to tell us? Good morning.
Well, as I stated, I started getting sick about 10 years ago. I moved out of the house and neglected to go forward and I guess it's assessed. Therefore, we did not have an address.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally unaware of it. My neighbor out there was one of the designers who appointed to have my phone number. But I know I was hired for junk cars. Those cars were operational. And I tried to get someone out there. I did get someone out there maybe 6 times here in the summer to mow.
Are we talking about back in 2008?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
In the downturn, I couldn't sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was under the weather. And my mom was in February. Not as good as I'd like to be, but I'm back trying to get things in order. I'm a buyer,
okay.
and that's all I can say.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, let me ask a question about the buyer. Do you have a purchase and sale?
It can't be sold until the name is paid off.
Okay.
It's going to be cleaned up at closing.
But that will be cleaned up at closing, so.
Yes.
All right, would you like
to know how to contact the owner of the entity at closing? They're waiting for it to be resolved.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Would you like to testify? Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please state your name and address.
314 South Franklin Street.
Can we try and answer this? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I would like to take the time and thank you for addressing this case. We have been working with current buyer and current seller. I am a consultant on this particular transaction. We have brought it up to code in order so that we can go.
Right.
One of the issues that we were dealing with because we decided to buy as is, we took on the responsibility to make sure that we can bring it up to code based on this sale.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've done that, we would like to continue to move forward and get it closed as soon as possible.
Okay.
However, I will ask, I know that you did lower the fines down to 2 apiece.
We haven't voted on that.
We haven't voted on it yet. Oh. So that's the recommendation from
That's true. My vacation is that I will do life with that money until the project. Of course, families, I have a huge thank you for the consideration.
Thank you. All right, any discussion from the board or questions? Or
you know, what I'd like to ask the city attorney, how do you determine the percentage of asking for a reduction in the...
We look at the overall circumstances, the severity of the lien, the length of the time period, the efforts that were made to bring it into compliance. In this situation, specifically, when the prospective buyers came in and got involved, they quickly brought it into compliance, and the staff was well satisfied with their involvement in that action, and that's part of what motivated. We're pretty standard or consistent with about a 20% request.
Right.
It just depends on the various circumstances that, of course, changes with each case.
You know, naturally, the complaint, you know, which was a neighbor, did anybody ever speak with him?
Well, but it would have, at least, I would have taken it back on sort of issues from way back.
So. Right. Right.
Good morning, John Smith, Minnesota Inspector, City of South Station, John. Good
morning, John.
I responded to this property for the complaint of the pool. I was the next door neighbor, and I went out there, the pool was definitely unmaintained and unsecure. But since then, both of those things have been resolved.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any pictures of the cleanup?
Of the cleanup?
Of the cleaned up property.
That's a cover on the pool.
Okay.
Oh. The cover on the pool is just, yes, that's a cover on the pool. It's just a little one on top of the cover.
All right. But we're really not trying this case again, so.
No, I'm just curiosity.
Okay. All right. So the chair will entertain a motion to reduce the amount of lien to $2,000. In Lien Review 1 and Lien Review 2, this would be CEB 030884 and 1114123. That would be Lien Review 2 for a total of $4,000, subject to being paid within 30 days or the fine will revert to the original amount. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
You're opposed? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let's move on to our continued cases. Case number one, CEB 07. I'm sorry.
We were going to do number 31.
All right, number 31. There's extenuating circumstances for number 31.
Yeah.
Which would be a new case, and it's just compliance or non-compliance. It's CEB 1017137, Lori B. McPherson and Peter Santangelo. Respondent present?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yeah. Could you just step up to the microphone, please, sir, and state your microphone and just state your name for the record?
Yep, Peter Santangelo, 142 South Wall, Alabama.
Okay. And if you could raise your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay. Thank you.
All right. We will hear from Code first. Mr. Jackson.
This is before you put determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. Mrs. Sanders reports that this property remains in non-compliance for no permit for a building of a carport, Mr. Sanders indicates no permits have ever been pulled and nothing's been done since he's been cited.
Okay.
And so we're asking for finding a non-compliance and giving us our next cutoff to come in.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Hi.
We bought the house in 1999, and the carport was in existence then, and the method was too big, like 40 foot trees beyond the house and the house next door. And it wasn't going long through the carport, so the carport had been there forever. You know, and I don't know, you know, what happened way back when, but the maintaining it, people at 30 degrees. So,
you'll have to get with your code officer, Mr. Sanders, and he can tell you what you need to do to come into compliance.
Okay. I have the permit application, and I'm kind of confused who I applied. And so I'm going to do a new...
If you'll talk to Mr. Sanders, he'll tell you exactly what you need to do about that. We can't advise you on what to do, but at this point, we're finding compliance or non-compliance because you don't have a permit for building the carport. So, okay. We don't have pictures or anything? We don't need pictures. All right. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right, motion, Mrs. Heim, second, Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye. Like sign opposed, motion carries. So just talk to your code officer and he'll tell you what to do and all the, what you need to do is get that permit to come into compliance. Okay, thank you. You too. All right, let's go back to our continued cases. Case number 1, CEB 07-17-81, Beach Apartments. Respondent present? No, okay. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you put imposition number 5. You may recall at our last meeting, this came before you, and there was a little bit of miscommunication as to whether or not it was at least apparently miscommunication to the respondent that perhaps it was only here for a progress report, and so we continued it. So
right, we did.
So that they had clear notice that this was an intent to impose fine, and that's what we would be looking at today and giving them an opportunity to be heard. The inspector in this case is Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He's asking, this is a situation where there were reported that they had contract issues and they were supposed to get another contractor, but as you can see, this case goes back to December 2016.
Right.
So the staff is recommending a fine of $250 per day to a maximum of $15,000. And we're asking for that fine to be imposed later back to the October 12th hearing day.
All right, any questions? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective October 12, 2017 and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second. Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Thank you. All right. So that is two cases, two and three, are in compliance. Case four, CEB04-17-20, Urban White. Mr. White? You come forward and be sworn in, please.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I don't swear, but I will tell you the truth.
Thank you.
All right, we'll hear from you called, sir. Okay. This case is taking way too long.
Amy, this statement, junk vehicle outside storage structure, not only on structure in disrepair.
Yeah, the junk vehicle is not there. And the junk, right?
We should reflect that then.
Well, it doesn't, because it's part of one case, it doesn't come off as
fire. Yes. According to testimony last time, or several times before, the junk vehicle has been removed. The outside storage of junk and debris has been removed. The structure is still in disrepair. What can you tell us? This case has been going on for a long time. We've heard a lot of testimony, and I want to get it settled today.
Yes, Madam Chair. As you said, this case is before you put it to December 5. The inspection is from Jerome McCoy. I think our last couple of meetings have been surrounded on this issue of determining the status of what can be built, whether it can be rebuilt as a duplex, or whether or not it would have to be rebuilt as a, if there is going to be rebuilt, but whether it be built as a single family home under the change of code. I think what you reported to you at the prior meeting that they had set appointments or meetings with the respondent and his contractor to try and get these questions and issues resolved. The most recent meeting that was set again, our prior meeting that was set was one where the respondent of the resolved, but the contractor didn't. The most recent meeting had the same circumstance. The contractor did not appear, did not get any kind of updates or anything that would give us any change in the position of the city. The city made an ultimate decision by a letter that was delivered or sent to the respondent on October. On October 27th, and that letter informed him of the ultimate final decision of the city. At this point, it's not known what action of. It appears nothing's been done since the October 27th letter. The position of the city is that we've done all we can now for the purpose of getting compliance. And so, seeing that the letter was on the 27th, we're asked that, again, I guess we're left to have to get this time to comply with this final determination. But we believe that that can be done pretty immediately. It's simple to done this with in compliance and take away the issues of concern. That was actually a remedy that's always been there, so it's up to you if you want to, if there's an additional fine, the city recommends $100 per day fine, the maximum of $15,000. However, we do recognize at the same time that the notification by letter went out on October 27th. As far as the final determination.
And the final determination was that the building needed to be demolished?
Well, I have to look to our zoning officers.
Because I just want this to take a few minutes.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Debbie, go official, ground court.
Raise your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
previous meeting when we were supposed to meet, Mr. Lucas was the contractor that he was going to work on, and that was back in October that we were going to meet upstairs, and he didn't show, so I met with the owner on probably Tuesday with a new proposed contract, which would be Mr. Jeff Wise. He went ahead and let me inside the house. I've never been inside before, only exterior, maybe boarded up. He tightened up a little less inside and went through the assessment at that time. The 50% of the front structure is 100% destroyed as far as by fire. You could use some of the floor wrappers, but nothing else as far as any substantially burned. Now, as far as the back here that we've never been in either, also had fire damage as far as the electrical system and up into the roofing structure. Mr. Wise is what I told him, we need an actual figure, because we never had an actual figure of what it's going to cost to repair it, and that's what he is currently working on for the owner. That's where it was left in as I was going into this case.
And when was that?
That was on Tuesday. That was the meeting November 7th.
You are referring to Mr. Wise being left in structure?
Yes, sir.
I guess I can ask you this question, Mr. Urquhart. This building has been left. Is there a roof on this building?
There is a glass roof.
And it does not hold rain out.
No.
So that this building has been open to the elements, including two hurricanes.
Yes.
Uh huh. Okay. And nothing has been done to keep that structure from being open to the elements.
No, there's no.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Call a question.
All right, Mr. Harrington asked to call the question. The chair will entertain a... What? You know what? I don't want to... Mr. Harrington, let... You can. I'm going to ask you to withdraw that because we have not heard from Mr. White yet, and I will give him just a very few minutes to speak, since we've heard this case a lot, and then we'll do that. Is that all right with you? Okay. Thank you, Mr. White. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Fine, thank you.
I'm doing all I've been doing. My hand is getting the skill and repair. Every time I get letters from some of the city, I respond right away when I get them. I got this letter. It was mailed out on the 27th, I guess. That's the date on the letter. I respond to the letter by getting another contract and getting another proposal on it. I can't even get back this building to the city say yay or nay.
On what? Till they say yay or nay on what?
I'm permitted to remodel it or whatever we do with it. They have to give me anything. Every time they give me a letter, I respond to it. They ask for a certified, a notarized statement for the home we turned in. I did that last month. And they say I got this letter from this gentleman, Jim Barris. I respond to it as soon as possible. I get these letters 2-3 days before time for me to arrive here. And this is what happens every month. And so I can't do anything. I can't have time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Go ahead. I have a question. Now, from what he was saying that you contracted with Wise Construction, have he given you a time or gave him a time that this will be done so that the city can make a final decision as to this?
He's going to work on the proposal and we'll get back with him. There was no time set or anything, but I can't let you know. Ain't nothing I could do. I'm going to wait to go to work. I'm paying for life before a place to rent that I ain't able to rent. I'm going to get fined. I'm going to file a bank for license. That's what I'm doing now. I can't rent. I can't do anything with it. I respond every time I get a letter from the city to my best amount that I can.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the board or discussion?
Yes. Any other questions for
Nothing? All right, Mr. Harrington called the question. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, November 9, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed.
Anyone opposed?
No.
No.
Do we have one opposed? Okay.
Opposed.
Okay. Motion carries. All right, let's move on to the next case. Case number 5, CEB 04-17-21, MHP Daytona Air. Respondent present? All right. Mr. Jackson.
I'm going to number to the board. Last we heard on this, I know we were working on resolving roof damage to Inspector John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that he's had no contact back from the responded since the last time they showed the meeting. The property maintenance and non-compliance request is that $200 a day fine be imposed for a maximum of $15,000.
Okay.
I think Mr. Stinson is
$200
per day.
All right. Any questions from the board or comments? Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $200 per day against the respondent effective November 9, 2017 and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Case number 8, CEB 07-17-79, John D. Clark. I'm sorry. Case number 6, 07-17-79. Mr. Clark here? Okay. Please come forward and be sworn in. Good morning.
My name is Donna Clark. I'm the wife.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll hear from Code first.
Board of Chair, members of the board, this is before you for intervention of a fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is before the intervention of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that the respondent applied for a permit on 9-1 of 2017. The permit was denied on 9-20. Any other details that permit, Mr. Stinson will be able to advise you on the report that the property remains in non-compliance.
Okay.
And it's asking for a $200 per day fine for a maximum of $15,000.
What per day?
$200 a day fine for a maximum of
$15,000. Okay.
And our attending assistant.
All right. Mr. Stinson, so there's been no correction or reapplication?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
At this point. Right now, the description of work to be done is not specific enough. Permit is not required to paint. However, other repairs, such as stairs, four columns, and beams, will require a contractor. Electrical plumbing will require contractors. These are the notes from the building department for the corrections to the permit in order for them to attend.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mrs. Clark. Good morning. What would you like to tell us?
There hasn't been any material work done that requires a permit. They did start on the interior with some paint and started to tile, but nothing has been done. We've asked if a permit's been needed for the interior, and they said no. John Clark, my husband, has been sick and under a doctor's care. The elevator wasn't working today, so he struggled to even get up there. He was scheduled for heart surgery the 28th. So work has not been done, and from what I've been told, no permit was required for what little they tried to do on the inside.
Okay. But go ahead. Do you have a question?
She said you were told by the code inspector that you didn't.
We haven't spoken with the code inspector.
Oh, okay.
We went downstairs to the building people and said, right now the only thing that we're trying to do is do some paint and some flooring. And they said it's not needed for that. In fact, you do not need a building permit for that.
Okay. Do you recognize that you have to have one to put in stairs and plumbing and the like?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But that has not begun, and I'm not sure when we will, just because of the flood condition.
Okay. He won't be doing the work.
Oh,
no.
Right. Not right now.
Okay.
So the case is there for the outside, not the inside.
Right.
So we don't have.
Do you live there?
No.
Does anyone live there?
No.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Mr. Stenson, I just want to clarify that what code issues are being addressed here. I can see that there are code issues, but what I'm asking, I guess, is in order to come into compliance, they need to get a permit for all the work that needs to be done, or a lot of the work that needs to be done on the outside to come into compliance, and that's what the complaint is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'd like to know why was it denied on the 20th, did she say?
The notes from Building Inspector Ron Roberts read, the description of work to be done is not specific. A permit is not required to paint or install tile. However, any other repairs, such as stairs, support columns, and beams will require a contractor. Electrical and plumbing will also require a contractor.
Okay.
So, beams, stairs, support columns, all that is exterior things.
So, it's the contractor who would apply for the new permit?
As of now, no. There's still a permit application that has already been submitted.
So, she submits the application, she needs to change the request that will be issued.
Yeah.
That would separate holding them for this case until 6 months.
Well, I mean, the violation is no permit. As soon as that permit is issued, technically, the violation is no permit.
Has the permit for all this other work been applied for?
I don't have the answer.
Okay. All right.
Well, wouldn't that be easy to find on the website?
Well, I think Mrs. Clark can probably answer that. Yeah, that's okay. Let me talk to Mrs. Clark again. Thank you, John. Are you getting a permit for this work?
We will get a permit as whenever we're able to begin the work or hire a contractor. But right now, my focus is on getting my husband well. But I think we maybe applied for a permit, and I wasn't a part of that at the beginning, thinking we needed to do that. And as far as we got was the interior started.
How long have you owned this house?
I don't know the date. I don't know.
Would you guess it? 10 years, 5 years,
10 years? Right.
Yeah.
The issue is the exterior, not the interior.
Yes.
Is correct.
June.
Okay. Okay. 2016. I don't think that's continuing to do anything. All right. Any other comments?
What do we do here if they
have
outside damage in order to come into compliance?
They need to get a permit. They haven't applied for a permit.
They haven't applied for a permit, so who knows when.
Right.
So what is our obligation?
Madam Chair, if I may.
Go ahead.
I think there's one inquiry of the inspector that the board hasn't made, and I think that we need to make sure it's clear to you. That question would be, and I'd ask him to come back to the podium. The question would be, has he seen work being done that requires a permit?
Right.
And will you speak to that, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When
okay.
responded to the complaint,
okay.
there was active work going on.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Who filed the complaint? It's anonymous. I have no idea.
Okay.
A neighbor or anything. You don't know.
Anonymous. Okay. All right. Any other questions from the board? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $200 per day against the respondent effective today, November 9th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion? Mr. Weatherholtz made the motion. Mr. Harrington, the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion
carried.
Motion carried.
I oppose as well.
Okay. So it's 3-3. Aye. Motion fails.
6-0.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3.
Mrs. House opposed. Mrs. Hines opposed. Mr. Jones opposed.
6-0.
Right.
So it fails.
Right.
Okay. So the motion fails. So we need a new motion. And anybody like to make a new motion? What is the objection?
Motion based on the amount.
Wait a minute. Mrs. Hines is speaking. I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I motion that we give an extension of 3 months under the circumstances to bring this in compliance and come back before the board.
Was that your motion?
Yes.
I second that.
All right, we have a motion to amend our previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until when?
3 months.
3 months.
February cutoff day would be January 31st.
Until January 31st to come into compliance and be returned to the board. For imposition of a fine. If there's such a there's a motion and a second, Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. All right, motion carries.
No one opposed.
Okay. Case number 7, CEB 08-17-95, Paul Potentis. Mr. Potentis here? Okay. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Simpson. Mr. Simpson reports that nothing has been completed on this property. This came to him as a tenant complaint. He does indicate, I need to ask him a further question on that, but the recommendation from Mr. Simpson is $200 per day fine for a maximum of $15,000 plus a $250 administrative fee for not having a business tax receipt. And I will attend to Mr. Simpson for factual questions regarding the status of the property.
Okay. Mr. Simpson.
This case began as a tenant complaint of the conditions for outside storage, damaged fencing, dilapidated roof, interior surfaces, and some unlicensed rental properties. I have had 2 conversations with the actual property owner, and the last conversation, he gave me the impression that he was not inclined to do anything until after this tenant has moved on. And he did not give me a
time frame on that.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $200 per day and a motion to impose a $250 one-time DTR administrative fee effective today, November 9th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House, second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case 8 is in compliance. Case 9 is in compliance. We'll be on case 10, CEB09-17-107. Mr. Stearns. Not present. All right.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for individual fine. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports that there's been no change. He's had no contact from the respondent. And he is requesting that the that a fine be imposed for $250 per day to a maximum of $10,000, $15,000.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the board?
Did you have a signed receipt for him getting notice?
No, ma'am. It was posted. The property was posted. All the mail's been returned.
Okay. Any other comments? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective today, November 9th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz, a second. Second, Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 11, CEB09-17-108, Ramon and Jane Saeed, I guess. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing it right. Anyone here? Okay. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports he's had no contact from the respondent. Nothing's been done to maintain non-compliance. He is requesting $250 a day fine for a maximum of $25,000. And I tend to Mr. Sanders for any factual questions.
Okay, any questions?
This before us.
Yes, this was before us last time, and he actually showed up. And it was 5 units over a warehouse or something, and the zoning changed to M, if you recall any of this. Don't even know that he's allowed to rent this or not. Is this a legal rental or an illegal rental?
We did withdraw. I noticed that we have a business tax receipt expired. But we withdraw a requirement for the business tax.
All right.
Because
it's not
for the zone.
Right. Okay.
But the violation is remaining, so
right. Okay. Okay. All right. Any other comments? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective today, November 9th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $25,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. All right. Let's see. Mr. Weatherholtz made the motion. Mrs. Himes, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Case number 12, CEB 1. 09-17-113. Uzair Suja. I don't know how you say that, so. Are you? Okay, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. Good morning. Will you say that again for me? Okay. Suja.
I'm sorry, can you speak up, please?
My address is 778 Bear Creek Circle.
778
Bear Creek Circle. Microphone on. Winter Springs. 3278.
There we go. That's better.
Winter Springs
3278.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and hold you with nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, we will hear from our attorney first, and then we'll allow you to respond.
Madam Chair, members of the board, as you can see, this property only has three properties.
Yes.
We'll take them one at a time. The inspector, in this case, 17-113, on 116 Emmett Street.
Uh-huh.
Inspector Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the property remains in non-compliance, but he reports that the respondent is doing some work. He met with him on the property yesterday. He believes that he can have it in compliance by next month. In fact, all three of the properties in compliance by next cutoff. And so the recommendation of staff is that we amend to the next cutoff for compliance. And I think we McCoy, if you have any questions.
Okay, Mr. McCoy, what's been accomplished?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Co-inspector for the city. What's been accomplished is the apartment number three, which was the initial complaint. It's been worked on the flooring in there.
Okay.
Also on the windows, and it's been treated for a test. So there's people in there. At this time, it is a new tenant that's inside the apartment. Does she have his license yet? No, the license is still, it's applied for.
Applied for how long?
Well, it normally takes. It won't be issued until after the rental inspection. I went out yesterday and I met the owner there yesterday, and that's how I became aware that it is a routine inside, but the license itself hasn't been tried. I mean, it hasn't been issued yet. That won't be issued until after the rental inspection is scheduled, and then I go in and do the inspection.
It was rented prior to this new tenant.
Yes, sir.
Could I ask the respondent why you didn't have a license?
Sir, I have met with the code enforcement officer several times, and I have written up a list of all the items that were required, and over 90% of the work that had been done.
So my question is why you didn't have a license.
I went down to the licensing office, and I was told that until you satisfy everything that the code enforcement people require, we put everything in place. And we've been diligently working on that property, and as far as I'm concerned, today we should have been completely compliant. As I said, 90% of the work has been done. Yesterday, in an inspection, a very few amount of items. I am hoping you confirm that we're left and they will be done within the next week or so. And we're hoping to, however, the new tenant that came in, we had a HUD inspection done, and passed the HUD inspection. So I'm positive that within the next week or so we will have everything done.
Okay. Again,
I paid for the license already. You should deliver to show that.
Okay, because we're lumping three properties together, and I noticed there's another one with no license. Is that the same story?
One parcel has four parcels.
Okay.
The next one is
okay.
The same.
Okay.
So, all right.
How long have you owned this property?
About 2.5 to 3 years, 2.5 years.
And it's been rented out the entire time?
No, not the entire time. It's in, I'd say half of that time. So it was rent owned, and we had a lot of properties, a lot of work done for that property.
Okay. All right. I'm wondering if we can, if I read into the record the case numbers, whether we can do all three of these at one shot. All right. The chair will entertain a motion unless there are other comments. Go ahead, Mr. Rutherford.
I'm not sure of, you're talking about one building, but there's three in here. What about the other two? Are they in non-compliance also? They are four. Well, I'd like the inspector to address that.
It's actually two buildings. There's three units on the first building. 116.
Mm-hmm.
18 is directly behind that. It's actually two units.
There's one parcel.
There's one parcel, correct.
But is there... we keep getting one picture up there. The second unit, does that have non-compliance items attached to it?
That's correct. But there have been addressed also, and my position is that they're up to where I'm satisfied at this point. And it's a little work that needs to be done on that also, but that's why we're asking for the next one.
So what you're saying is that on these three properties, everything is almost done. So you just want to give until the next cutoff for completion of everything.
Right. Okay. All right, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of non-compliance on case number CEB0917113, CEB0917114, CEB0917115, and allow the respondent until the next cutoff date, which is... What is the next?
December 6th.
December 6th, 2017, to come into compliance and return to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right. Motion, Mrs. Himes. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. So we will now move on to case number 15, CEB09-17-117. Respondent present? Miss case 15? Okay, state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Shabazz Shuja, 778 Bay Creek Circle, Winter Springs, Florida, 32708.
And he's been previously sworn.
But what is your relationship to Mr. Chaudhry?
Basically, I'm he is a family member of mine, and I'm trying to take care of the code violations on this property. And I had an appointment with the code enforcement officer yesterday. And again, once more, 90% of the work that at the previous meeting that I took down, were 0.5 points has been taken care of. These pictures are very old pictures. I'm not sure if you have those pictures from yesterday. It is much more better condition than what it is at the moment. What it's been
okay.
At the moment.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the inspectors agree. This is basically a similar situation as the other three, and in terms of he met with the this representative of the respondent. He understood he would be a representative for the owner, and that the status of the property is that it is near completion, and he would ask, and the staff would ask for. The additional time.
Okay.
Do we have any pictures of all these repairs that have been made? I'd like to see them.
Let me ask Mr. Suja a question. I think we need it in the record. Do you have permission to speak for the owner of the property?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Are these yesterday pictures?
I can't see the date.
No, ma'am, these are not the. They haven't been downloaded.
The work has been done.
Okay.
Would it be too much trouble that at the next hearing you bring some pictures of the property and what it looks like?
Yes,
I'm very concerned that about this.
Five properties there that looked like they were in shambles since June when they were first sighted. They're being repaired. We have no licenses. It just makes me very uncomfortable this is going on.
You know, another thing, some of the items in here, you know, the electrical, plumbing, and all of these licensed contractors are still in the repairs? Has permits been pulled on all of them?
On the electrical, clearly the outlets, like GFI and stuff like that.
So we don't need a permit for that work, for the electrical or the plumbing work that's required? Okay.
On any of the buildings?
Well, we're just talking about this one right now because we're finished with the other ones till next time. Okay.
Because there does seem to be a pattern. Unless these were newly purchased. You know, over the years, you know, with the complaints generated to getting. You know, I'm all for giving them time if they were recently purchased or whatever. But a continuing thing, you know, it's like not even talking about the other one. It's just this one. Is it recently purchased?
I'm sorry,
I was the current pictures were here, and you can see there's a big difference between what it was there and what it is now.
Is it because that you were fine or that you started these repairs? How come about a year and a half ago were they in this disrepair? When you purchased the property?
Yes, they were.
And you haven't done anything until now since you've been?
The work has been carried out. As I said, as far as I'm concerned, I had a meeting with the code enforcement officer more than a month ago. I wrote down every single thing that was needed to be done, and as far as I'm concerned, every single thing was done, but one or two items were added, which I wasn't happy about, but I am here to satisfy the code enforcement people, and that's what we will be doing.
Do you have a renter in there at the present time?
Not at the moment.
But there has been?
There has been.
In the last year and a half?
There has been, yes.
Was there ever a rental license?
The owner was not aware that a rental license was needed, as he was a new owner at that particular time. And if in the future it is required, it will be taken care of. The license will be applied for. I will make sure, because now I'm in the picture to help him out. He's been out of the country for a long time, and that's one of the reasons why, as a relative, I've stepped in and said, look, I'll take care of, make sure that everything is compliant.
Okay. Any more comments? Cheryl, entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the next cutoff date, 12/6/17, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for a consideration or a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Hines. Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye. Like, sign, opposed.
Opposed.
Motion carried.
4-2.
4-2. Okay, 42. All right, so is that the end of the case, or are you here for another one? All right, case number 16, CEB 09-17-118. Mohammed M. Kabaza. Respondent present? He was here last time, correct? Not here this time. All right.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition number 5, the inspector, Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports the property remains in non-compliance. He's requesting $250 per day fine for a maximum of $15,000. That's it, Mr. McCoy.
Okay. All right. Mr. McCoy, is there a posted sign for no trespassing yet? Okay. The respondent last time said they were having a transient problem, and Officer Jesmer knew about this. Nothing's been done. There's no sign up there, no official trespass sign, no nothing. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Likewise, nothing to you too. All right. Any comments from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective November 9, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion? We have a motion. Is that Mr. Weatherholtz and a second Mrs. Himes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Case number 17, CEB 09-17-119. Land Trust 433 Marion. Last time there were people here, respondents here. No respondents here now. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector, Mr. Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the property remains in non-compliance. And Mr. McCoy requests that a $100 per day fine be imposed for a maximum of $15,000 and a $250 administrative fee for the failure to obtain the business tax receipt. And I think Mr. McCoy.
Okay. This is the property, Mr. McCoy, where there was a foreclosure, and you asked for a timeline for that foreclosure. Have we received any of that information?
I haven't heard anything from the respondent.
Okay.
Is there tenants or someone living in it?
There's originally a complaint written from the tenant. My parents are still there.
Okay. Any other comments? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective November 9, 2017. And also impose a $250 one-time administrative fee for the BTR. And this will continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Madam Chair, before you move forward on the motion, I just want to make sure I clarify that what I'd ask for is $150 per day.
I'm sorry. The chair will amend its own motion to $150 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House, second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 18 is in compliance. Case number 19, CEB 09-17-101. Mr. Suja, please come forward. You've already been sworn in, so we'll go from there. Just state your name and address for the record.
Shubhashuja, 778 Bay Creek, Winter Springs, Florida, 3278.
Okay. So are you going to be testifying, sir?
Yes.
Okay, well, come up and state your name and address for the record, please.
Justin Adams, 5530 Dernshaw Road, Daytona Beach, Florida, 3211.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay. What is your involvement with the project? You're the tenant, okay.
Okay. All right. We'll give you your say. All right. Mr. Jackson. Let's let Mr. Jackson speak first.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of, for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports this has indicated that work is being done without permits. There's no change, no permits have been obtained. Mr. Jones requests that a fine of $250 a day be imposed to a maximum of $15,000. As noted, the current tenant is president with lack of
use. Okay. All right, let's. Mr. Adams, we'll hear from you first.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm the tenant at 553 Riverside Road. Trying to add on Craigslist for a house that basically needs small to minor repair, 3 months free rent due to small minor repair. As you look on the outside of the home, it looks like it's lovable inside. It's nice, it's brick. It looks like something okay you can handle. I decided to meet the landlord to sign the lease agreement, which I said, okay, I can do these repairs. I haven't been into the home because he didn't meet me on the property. Once we went to the property after I signed the lease, I found out that the home was unlivable. It was affected by termites, roaches. There was black mold going up the wall, serving water pipes, and actually there was no roof. I had to actually literally shovel probably 2.5 feet of garbage off the floor throughout the whole entire house before I was actually able to get to the subfloor. Once I got to the subfloor, I fell through it more than once, over 16 different times. Come to find out that the subfloor beams were completely rotten. So I started to do the repairs on the home. Because I was in such a tight situation that I had kids of my own and a girlfriend, and we barely make it. 3 months? No, I told him it's going to take longer than 3 months, but I need permits for it. He said, those permits will be pulled, don't you worry. As I started working on the roof, well, permits weren't pulled, and I kept calling him, and he refused to answer his phone. All of a sudden, I had a stop work order from the city. That's when I called them and let them know, hey, this will stop work order. Where are my permits? He said, don't worry about it. Keep working. As long as you're inside the house, it does not matter. As I kept working, I kept waiting on the permits. Go buy a little bit of material, but none of that material would match. So I had to go out of my own money and buy screws because I ran out. I had to go buy a plumbing pipe. Because he'll get the cheap plumbing pipe. Not the correct stuff that he needs to go to the store and do. I said, hold on, something's wrong. Well, this work that's going on, you need a contractor. I'm not a contractor. I called him once more again. I said, I'm not going to do any more work until I get a contractor. I can stay in the house. You see right there, that is a sunroom that I had to purchase and put outside the carport because when I first moved into this home, I had to stay in a tent with my girlfriend for a month and a half.
Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to interrupt you, but when did you move in?
I moved in probably in...
I mean, just about.
I'd say probably about January, February.
Of the way.
17. Of 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you still there?
I am still living on the carport. I have not lived in the house because the house is still unhabitable. It still has holes in the roof and the floor joists are still rotten.
Okay.
He refused to buy any more material, but I also refused to do any work because now I know I'm from Maryland.
All right. Okay. All right. I hear what board, I think, understands what you're saying. We're going to let Mr. Souza respond, and then we'll make a determination.
This is, right now, we're under litigation. I'm trying to...
Who's under litigation?
Between the tenant and the landlord. We're trying to remove the tenant as quickly as possible. He has fabricated many things, and I don't think it's fair for him to come out here and discuss the lies that he has done. It's really unfair. I have something in writing between a contract between me and him that he'd agreed on. He was a licensed contractor, and he said he was going to hold the
Well, I don't have any of that as evidence in front of me, so we're getting kind of... And we made a decision that you're not in compliance with these things already.
Right. And
so, I don't want this to drag on.
Neither do I. My question is, ma'am, I have this situation. I have a litigation with this tenant, 2017-3277-3237-226-COCI. This is under litigation. The tenant never allowed any access to either myself or any of my contractors. He actually showed pictures of guns. He actually.
We're not trying that case here. What we're talking about, and I have to just make this clear to you,
yes, ma'am,
is that we are talking about the code violations on the house. We are not talking about anything else.
Absolutely.
And according to the code officer, these violations have not been fixed. And we ruled on that you were not in compliance, and you're still not in compliance. At this point, that's all the testimony I'm willing to take. We're going to call the question right now. Is there anybody else that would like to make a comment?
Is Adiba your wife?
She's a family member of mine. She's not my wife. Yeah.
Not.
My request is for me to allow to have access to the property so I can have the work done.
Okay.
That's my
All right. Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective November 9th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of 15.
Before we go.
All right. Excuse me. Okay. I'll withdraw that, and let's have, if there are more comments, go ahead.
I would like to make it a $500 a day fine.
Okay.
My comment is, all of the things that's going on here, this gentleman says he's a family member, that he realizes that he cannot pull a permit. It has to be the owner, and it has to be a licensed general or licensed contract for each thing. The city has a code that says that where it's against the law for anybody to pull a permit, and this is classified as commercial since it is rental. So let that be noted and on the record.
There's no mention of anyone having a license.
No, it's not.
How did they like the contract?
No, a license to rent this property.
Right, that's fine.
Working with
right. Okay. Right. All right, so I'm going to restate this. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $500 per day against the respondent effective November 9th, 2017 and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
All right. Motion, Mrs. Heim. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case number 20. CEB 10-17-124. Mr. Souza. Wow.
Shabbat Shiva, 778 Bay Creek Circle, Wind Springs.
All right. We're going to hear from Mr. Jackson first, and then Mr. Jones. Then you can respond.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine.
The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He has done nothing. He still does not have the rental license nor the business tax receipt, and he has not taken care of the necessary repairs. The request is that a fine of $250 a day be imposed to a maximum of $15,000 plus a $250 administrative fee for the failure to obtain the business tax receipt. And I think that Mr. Jones, you have any questions?
Okay. Mr. Jones, I have a question for you. Is the property occupied at this point?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
There's just been no change in the condition of the property.
Okay.
As of yesterday.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Mr. Jones? Anybody else? Okay, Mr. Suja. What about this property?
This property is a similar situation.
Do you own this property?
I do not own this property. It's a family member who owns the same as the previous one.
And what is the name of that family member?
Adiba Suja.
Oh, okay. Adiba, all right.
Once again, we have a situation where access is being denied, like the previous situation. If access is denied, we would not be here. Everything would be done. But when access is denied, I have sent several contractors out there to do the work, and he has, he's not even a tenant. He actually has driven them off. Again, if this is under litigation.
He's done what?
He's driven them off. He's not allowed them on the property.
I see. Okay.
Similar to the previous situation. And I think the board needs to be a little bit more compassionate, because this is not, I feel I'm being, anyway, if I'm not given access to the property, how am I supposed to be doing the work?
We can't answer those questions
yeah.
for you.
I've given you evidence that we are in the litigation. And this is under a litigation, and I can give you the case number 2017-36773-COCI.
What's the date?
Yes,
the litigation date? The summons was served. The summons was served on October the 4th, and we are still under litigation. I do not have possession of the property yet.
The summons was October the 4th, but you were fined on August.
I had, as I said, I had tried to gain access even up until last week. I had tried to gain access to the property. It is fenced. I did send somebody in, even though they didn't deal when I opened the gate and go in. They did go in, and they were driven out. They said, "Do not, this is under a situation where it's litigation, and you're not allowed to. I'm not giving you permission to come into the property."
All right, this is fine.
I could bring witnesses to that effect.
So, why is Mr. Deeper did not come?
Mrs. Adiba is not in Florida at the moment. She is over 72 years old. I'm once again trying to help her situation rather than to escalate to the situation that it is, and I'm trying to resolve the issues.
Given the fact of what Mr. Weatherhall said, these permits and things are going to have to be pulled by the owner.
Absolutely.
My request is for you, if you can allow me to have 30 days, and by next, even though if I had 4 days or 5 days left, at this moment in time with this particular property, it was overgrown weeds, and a side of the panel of the fencing needed to be replaced. I don't understand, I don't think they need permits.
All right.
And I will have a complaint. Mm-hmm. I need 2 days to get inside.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $500 per day against the respondent effective today, November 9th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000, and further imposes a one-time $250 administrative fee for BTR.
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Aye. We're going to move. Case number 21 is in compliance. Case number 22. CED 10-17-125, Lloyd Haynes. Mr. Haynes here? Wasn't here last time either. When we found him in non-compliance.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the fence has been repaired. However, the junk vehicle remains, and he is asking for a fine of $100 a day to be imposed to a maximum of $10,000. And I think it is Mr. Jones.
Okay. That's a junk vehicle. Looks like a junk vehicle. All right. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective November 9, 2017 and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
Sure.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholt, second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Jones is not here.
All right. Mr. Jones has stepped out at 10:30. Case number 29 is in compliance. 23 is in compliance. Case number 24, CED 10-17-127, the Carol and Shave Living Trust. Respondent present? Yes, good. Come forward and be sworn in.
Can you
state
your name, please?
Joe J.
Can you raise your right hand?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll hear from Code Number. Let you speak. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for the decision of a fine for no permit for renovation. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the permit is under review, and he's asking that this be amended to the January cutoff for everything to be resolved. And I think that Mr. Jones.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Jones? Would you like to say anything? We haven't done anything yet. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the January cutoff date, which is 1/3/18, to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Hines, second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Number 23, can we just say case 24? Case number 25, CED 10-17-129, Angelo Pagan. Respondent is present. Please come forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please, sir?
Angela Pagan.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll let Mr. Jackson speak first, and we'll give you an opportunity.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you go to position of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance, so no permits for renovation, no RTL, no BTR. Mr. Jones is requesting a $250 a day fine for a maximum of $15,000 and a $250 administrative fee for not having a BTR. And I think Mr. Jones, any questions?
I'd like to ask the inspector a question, please?
Yes.
The work, you know, it's a little light on no permit for renovations.
That was for windows and door, and the front door.
The structural, I'm looking at the supports, roof, everything.
Yes, the only violation that I was able to note was just the front door and the changing of the windows.
Is this a rental property?
Yes, it is. Or at least it was rented when I inspected the property.
And since it's a structural, it has to be a licensed contractor in order to do those repairs.
That's correct. You will probably be required to get an engineer to provide an affidavit that the doors and the windows will put in properly, but he'll have to get a permit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Jones? Okay. Mr. Pagan. Sorry, I mispronounced your name.
No problem. I'm from New York, and I didn't realize that you had to have these things. So, the child left the property to my house. I bought houses. Two, one for my nephew, one for me. They're both across the street from each other. And I didn't know the permits were supposed to be, you know, full, basically.
They don't require permits to work in New York?
No, not the one of the doors, no.
So the, whereas the pictures that we saw are two different houses, or is it just one?
It is the same house, just in different periods.
Oh, okay.
What it's shown is what was on the listing when the property was listed for sale.
Okay.
And then it shows the new doors and windows. Okay. Plus, I didn't put the doors or the windows in. The lady that I bought the house from, she put them in. I told her that I didn't want to buy the house unless these repairs were, you know, done. And, you know, so I don't know any of these.
When did you buy the house?
About a year ago.
Okay. Is this the house you live in, or do you live in the house across the street?
This is the house that I stay in right now.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not rented.
So, it's vacant, and unless you're in it.
I have a roommate. He's here.
Good. Would you state your name and address for the record, please, sir?
Jamal Bell.
Okay. What's your address?
548 Spring Street.
Do you have anything that you'd like to... Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
What would you like to say?
The window was already there, you know. And we bought the house, and it's just a window. You know, when the hurricane, people breaking in, you know, I'll be here for 2 days. If you have people breaking in, applications, witness, stuff like that, you know, windows, you know, windows, you have to replace the window panel, or the windows. And now you're saying, you know, the lady before already put the windows in, now it's coming down the roof.
And we had a doors.
Oh, yeah, doors.
Okay. I'm going to live there for you?
Yeah, for you. It's a family. I'm sorry about that. I'm staying there a long time.
It's okay. I'm fine.
But we're going to take care of whatever we do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. The thing is, you know, I'm going to have to get an architect or an engineer, whichever I got to do.
I don't think an architect. I don't know. You'll have to speak to him. That's not up to us. But you can talk to him after to know exactly. But you're being asked to get permits.
Right. I don't know how to do it, so I'm trying to figure this whole thing out.
Okay.
I think I'll be New York City.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
So, can I ask when are you here at the house? You say you don't live there all the time.
I come a couple times a year, 2-3 times a year. Because my mom lives in Atwater, so.
Well, I guess in order to come into compliance? Well, actually, you were notified in July, and it's now November.
Yeah.
You were told that you needed permits.
Right, but I travel for my business, and I do, construction on the United States, so... No, I'm not in New York all the time.
Okay. All right. Any other comments from the board? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day and also to impose a $250 one-time administrative fee for the BTR against the respondent effective today, November 9, 2017, and continue until compliance achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Hines. Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 26 is in compliance. Case number 27 is in compliance. Case number 28, Forbet Enterprises, CEB 1017134. Respondent present. Okay, Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector, Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports he's had no contact from Warbeck Enterprises. The property remains in non-compliance. He's asking for a $250 day fine to a maximum of $25,000. Now, think of Mr. Sanders if you have any questions.
I'm just looking at the pictures. Looks to be on the corner of A1A and Main Street. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
A1A, Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Southeast
corner.
Uh-huh.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $500 per day against the respondent, effective November 9th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $25,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Now let's move on to case number 29, Peter Scheiss, CEB 1017-135. Anyone here for that case? Respondent? All right, this is Mr. Sanders' case.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this respondent both in this case and the next case, and the circumstances the same. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. We here for imposition of a fine. Mr. Sanders reports nothing's been done. He's had heard from him. And he's requesting a $250 day fine for a maximum of $15,000. To case 10-17-135. It will be the same request for the next one.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, the picture of the church, is that the next one?
No.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent, effective November 9, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. And this is for case number CEB 10-17-135. And it is also for case number 10-17-136.
Madam Chair, the only thing I did not notice that On case number 10171360 is also the $250 administrative fee.
And further orders on CEB case number 1017136, a motion to impose a $250 one-time administrative fee for the BTR. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
That's it. Motion, Mr. Harrington, second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
10:45.
It is 10:45. We will have a, I'd really like to make it closer to, you know, between 5 and 10 minutes, so I'm going to say 8-minute break before we continue. And if you're here for a case, please come up. And because these are all new cases, please come up and see.
Yeah.
No. And see the secretary and let them know what case it is that you're here for, and then we'll call them in that order.
So
is that all right?
Yeah. Officer Jasmine will treat
it. Okay, good. That's fine. Perfect. I'm going to reconvene the November 9th, 2017 Code Enforcement Board hearing. Please make a note that Mr. Jones has left, but we still have a quorum, so we're going to continue.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, if I could just have one moment to let our camera inspectors know the order that we're going to.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. And what we'll do, and what I want to do in the meantime, is consider on the last page of the agenda, while you're doing that, we have under miscellaneous business MB1. Case number CEB09-17-104, Nasser and Morella Gadini at Wild Olive. The respondent is requesting for rehearing or reconsideration of a fine. I will note that this was asked for previously, last month, asked for the same thing, and it was denied by this board. Does anyone on the board want to reconsider this case?
No, I was wondering how it got back on the
agenda. Well, it's here, so we're just going to, and we can take that up.
Well, just so, if I may, just so it's clear, it was put on because, as was noted even in the minutes, I think it was determined that it wasn't going to be considered. So even though we considered what was going on last time. And so as an opportunity to be heard, it's a motion to be reconsidered. But as Mr.
I thought the minutes stated that we denied the request for reconsideration. Does anyone want to make a motion to rehear or reconsider? All right, no one wants to make that motion, so we'll make a motion so it dies. That's it. Okay, case over. The ruling stands. Okay.
What kind of car?
Oh, we're good to start with the first number 32.
All right. Yeah, just call it out after each. If you call it out after each case, then we can just move through it that way. All right, case number 32, CEB 11-17138, Coalition Against Hunger. Please come forward.
Wallace Thurston, I'm with the Coalition Against Hunger. The address is Post Office Box 4132, Enterprise, Florida, 32725.
And how are you related?
I'm on the board.
On board. And you have permission to speak for the board?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Could you state your last name again?
Thurston, T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. We will, this is just for compliance or non-compliance. Mr. Jackson, we'll hear from him.
Madam Chair, members of the board, as indicated, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance.
the inspector reports that this is really the first time he's seen anyone or heard from anyone regarding the case. If you may deny compliance, he's asking for next cutoff for it to come into compliance. And the inspector is Jerry Sanderson.
Okay.
Question.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Sanders? All right, Mr. Thurston, what would you like to say?
There was a period of time prior to August that there was a company hired to be taking care of the outside of this property and building us for it, and they weren't doing their job. So the weeds got up to 3 or 4 feet tall. It was way overgrown. I hired Volusia Landscaping, and their last visit there was October 27th of this year. They're doing the lawn, they've trimmed the shrubs, they're cleaning up around the property, and there was some rotten wood on the step next to steps by the garage. They've been removed, and put your foot on the porch. There's items on a back porch that's screened in, and it was latched, so that's still there. But they did remove a lot of junk from the backyard also.
Did an inspection the day before yesterday. The property still stands the way it is, except in the grass cut. The property's not secure. There's a downstairs door that everybody keeps getting in and out of our children. And we try to keep people out of this property, but it's still
okay.
The boat's still in the back, the junk's still in the back door. The yard's not secure. The property's a mess. The back fence is also not been taken care of.
Excuse me, sir. Is this a business property? Or is this a what is this property used for?
Once we acquired the property, we've been working on coming up with the use for the property. It was the mayor's home in 1928, and it's the Armstrong property on Arlington Avenue. And we're deciding what to do with it, and hopefully, we're going to make it a historic property.
Okay. But you agree that a lot of these violations?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion. Mrs. Himes, do I have a second?
Second,
Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So speak to your, please.
Extension only because I won't be here in December.
Yeah, well, we need to get this taken care of since you're not doing the work. You can speak to your, to Mr. Sanders, and he can tell you what needs to be done by the next meeting. Okay, case number CEB 1117.
Number 34.
Case number 34. CEB 11-17-141 Beach Photo Service at 604 Main Street. Respondent present. Please come forward. Hi, good morning. State your name and address for the record. And what is your relation to Beach Photo?
Okay. Good. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth?
Okay, we'll hear from our code officer first. Well, actually, Mr. Jackson first.
Now, we can move to the board. This is before the termination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector, Jerry Sanderson, reports that he's had no contact with anyone on this case as well. This will be the first time he's seen someone. And the property remains in non-compliance. He's asking for next call for it to come into compliance.
Okay.
I'll send to Mr. Sanders.
All right. Any questions for?
Well, you say you've had no contact. Have you been inside the store?
There was contact yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Tried to gauge the owner, the representative. I didn't speak with this lady here, but the guy, I guess his name is Mark.
Mark Robinson.
Yes. I gave him my email address, and he kept asking for continuance and not to be here. And I gave him an email address to, you know, give me the excuse why they never emailed me. So, and now we're here.
All right. Mrs. Robertson, what would you like to say? Is the sign broken?
It is.
Okay.
And we had extensive damage during the hurricane, so all my resources went to that to fix the store, because the entire inside was blown away. And, I had to fix it or close the store and get rid of all,
That was Matthew. You're talking about Matthew, who was the storm?
The first one.
Yeah.
And then, so I did get a permit, and I have gotten references from the sign company. So I just have to wait on the board of Main Street Board, redevelopment board, to approve it.
No, they meet once a month. Right. Well.
Are you saying Matthew or Irma?
No, it was Matthew because Irma.
Alright, so the sign's been broken since Matthew.
Or Kraft.
Okay, well.
Fell out.
So, do you have a permit for a new sign?
Yeah, I've applied for one.
You've applied for a permit for a new sign? And you have a contractor to do that? Okay. All right.
I just need time to get through the redevelopment board.
Okay, and that meeting should be...
had one last night.
Oh, they had one last night. So January. Okay. All right. So hopefully, let me talk to Mr. Sanders now. Thank you, Mr. Sanders. Do you know anything about all of this?
All of the board meetings.
Yeah, the board meetings, the permits. See.
This is the first time the permits were brought up from my attention. And to note, the case was started in January of this year and passed the meeting in May. Because I was pretty serious.
What's your position on this? Why is it scheduled to send six? How long are you going to be next time? What's your position on that?
My position is if the board will allow, go to January, let it get our approval so we can get it fixed.
All right, that makes sense.
If it's fixed, then I'm happy with that.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I think, any other questions?
You know, I'm familiar with the sign that Matt was just down there walking around yesterday, and I knew they had been doing something about it, and I was at the meeting last night on the redevelopment board, and nothing was brought up.
Okay. All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the January 3rd, 2018 cutoff date, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
That motion, Mr. Weatherholt. Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay. Thank you. 35. Case number CEB 11-17-142, Mel 4, LLC. State your name and address for the record.
Eric Spivey, 506 North Hutton Street, Orlando, 32835.
And what is your relationship to Mel 4?
I'm the registered agent for the company.
Okay. All right, please be sworn in.
Raise your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is employee for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. McCoy reports that the property names are noncompliant, that this was a complaint driven, and up to this point he's had contact with, he's only had contact with the property manager, but he's asking for next call for the property to come into compliance. I think we should report if you have any questions of that.
Okay, so. This is rental property, Mr. McCoy?
Yes, ma'am.
Are there people living in the structure?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And there is no rental license or BTR?
Correct, ma'am.
And, go ahead.
They have applied for it, however they have to.
Okay.
Yep.
And the notification, they were first notified in June?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sir?
All right, we'll hear from Mr. Spivey.
How long have you been the registered agent?
I've been a registered agent for the company for about 2.5 years.
What is a resident? What is your...
I received notices for the company.
Okay.
And I'm the owner of what is that company from South Florida, so I met with the president Spivey yesterday and his supervisor.
Do you represent the company?
I'm
that they're in compliance?
Yeah, that's my goal. I'm authorized to.
So you're aware that we have business licenses?
Well, I'm aware of that.
And have had them since you were told in June?
Yes, and we have applied for this.
Okay. We seem to be having a problem with that.
Right. And I just have a few brief notes. I know
okay, go ahead.
To cut off time, but,
okay.
Progress is being made. The picture that rotted wooden staircase was removed. I met with the code inspector McCoy at the home yesterday and his supervisor. Just very briefly, a lot of things were addressed. A few other minor things do need to be addressed. One of the I would think a serious violation was the lack of smoke detectors. Those were installed a month ago. The code inspector asked the tenant about it yesterday because he noticed it was open, and the tenant admitted to disabling the smoke detector and removing the battery. And that was within yesterday. So we're doing our best to fix the code violation, but if the tenant, and that's not just me, they were there yesterday, he's admitted to disabling it. So we'll enable it again, and hopefully he doesn't disable it. He recommended that we look at some flooring yesterday, and that's the first time we've heard of that, so we're looking at that as well. It was in June. He, early on in this case, it was kind of initiated, but in my opinion, for this case, he was playing a game where he would allow inspectors some access and not us. Happened again to us yesterday afternoon after my meeting with him, whenever we had a repair person there. So we're exploring the avenue in the court system. In July, we had taken to court to provide access to the city inspectors and to us. And today I'm posting another notice of noncompliance due to him disabling the smoke detector, creating another code violation, and also denying us access. So I would request 60 to 90 days to because this process is going to take some time if we continue to get delays and repeat violations from tenant-caused actions.
All right, anybody have any questions? Can I see the pictures again, please?
Of the violations.
Now, that's the current picture.
That is the current picture. That is where
the
current director asked him about it and he told him to disable it. That's the rear door. That's a current picture. The rear door was installed. That was fixed yesterday. He didn't allow access to the hallway area.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Who's doing the work?
We're getting a contractor to look at the floor as they requested and to look at the staircase, which they pointed out to us yesterday. Might be missing some support structures. A maintenance person painted some items that they said needed to be painted yesterday. And did another issue was the molding around a couple of interior doors where they meet.
Yes.
The angle wasn't perfectly flush. It overhung by about a half an inch, so a maintenance person did that. But we're going to try to get a licensed contractor to look at the floor and the new staircase as they have requested.
Because that is structural and it has to be a licensed contractor.
Well, yes, sir. Yeah, and he pointed it out yesterday, and I will start that process immediately. Again, just pointing out that the reason I'm requesting additional time is
due to some access. He did allow us access, but not to a specific room.
Okay. Thank you. I'm inclined to give them until the January cutoff date since they are making some progress. Is anyone else, is that amenable to people, or do you want to just go right ahead and see what happens next time?
I'd like to
All right. Okay.
What time? From what you've seen, what time of year?
The more I've seen, I think it can be met by the next cutoff.
Okay.
It's not the time, it's not my
rest. Okay. All right. That's fine. All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So
second.
Motion, Mrs. Himes, second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Do we need a motion for the business tax?
Yes, amendment to.
I think that's a, it's all included in the motion, isn't it?
No.
To come into compliance. It's coming to come into compliance. So, yeah. All right. What's the next case, please? Case 36, CEB 11-17-143, Resource Properties. Please come forward and be sworn in. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you state your name, please?
Jolene Hartley.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, and the truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Ms. Hartley, what is your relationship to Resource Properties?
I've been known with Resource Properties for a long time.
All right. Thank you. All right, let us hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. McCoy, and then we'll give you a chance to speak if you need to.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you put the termination of compliance and non-compliance. The inspector, Mr. Ron McCoy, Mr. McCoy reports that the property remains in non-compliance. This is complaint-driven, and we have to keep the next call for the property to come into compliance.
Okay.
I turn to Mr. McCoy.
Mr. McCoy, is the property occupied?
Right now it is, yes.
Okay.
When the complaint originally came in, it came from another tenant.
Okay.
So it's just a new tenant.
How many units, or is it just
a single family?
Single family. Okay. All right. Any questions for Mr. McCoy right now? All right, Ms. Hartley, what would you like to tell us? Are these things getting worked on?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. They are. I had a very difficult eviction.
Mr. McCoy?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it took me quite some time to get mm-hmm. them out. And, after I got them out, I did, the new carpet and paint, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did obtain a new chance. Unfortunately, I personally am very busy. I have two assisted living facilities for mentally ill adults and rental property, so I became overwhelmed with the eviction and whatnot. I am a good landlord. I do take care of my property. So I should certainly be able to put this in compliance within the next process.
Okay.
Could you tell me why I'm on a crusade? Why you were unaware that we have a
I have business tax. I didn't realize that they sent them to me, but this one wasn't paid. I went down and talked to Suzette yesterday, the lady that's in the front office now, and I just hadn't been paid for a couple of years, so they brought that up to current. And as far as, them coming on to mainland and doing the new tax, I've been working on getting those properties that are on mainland now in compliance.
Okay.
You applied for the rental license?
Yes, I have, actually. I went yesterday, I bought it all, but the current, and I have applied for the rental license.
Okay.
Yes, I have. Any other comments? Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So move.
Mr. Harrington made the motion. Second, Mr. Weatherholt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. 37.
All right, case number 37, CEB 11-17-144, Troy Corwadell. And I probably said that wrong, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You're Travis, okay. How do you say it?
Corwadell.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that this property remains in noncompliance. His best information is unoccupied property that came to him complaint driven. One of the issues, windows were nailed shut, which is issues of concern. However, he believes that it can be brought into compliance by next cutoff, and he asks that the find it in noncompliance and get some next cutoff for the become into compliance.
Okay.
And I send to Mr. McCoy.
So, do you have any questions for Mr. McCoy? So this is an occupied building, single family?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's unoccupied.
Unoccupied. Okay. And it's a single family home?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. There's no questions for you. Mr. Horrible. What would you like to tell us?
I think you just need some time to get contractors to put windows in because they're going to be custom order all the other stuff. I can take care of.
Okay.
I did have one more thing.
Go ahead.
Because of the nature of the violations, we do ask that the property remain in vacant until it becomes as part of the compliance.
Okay. That will be part of the motion?
Yeah, we would like that to be part of
it. Okay. Okay. Any questions for anybody from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order to respond to come into compliance by November 9th, 2017, and or be returned to the board for consideration of
December
6th. Oh, I'm sorry, December 6th, 2017. All right, I'm going to start that over. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day, and further orders that the home remain vacant until the case is closed. Back into compliance. Such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Howe, second. Mrs. Hines, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Ms. Hampton, what's next?
39.
Okay. Case number 39. Okay. So that was the one that we got. Okay.
Right.
That's not in compliance. Okay. Case number CEB 11-17-146, Rose B. Irons. Okay. Good morning.
Good. Can you say your name, please?
Rose B. Irons.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. This McCoy reports that this property remains in noncompliance and is asking for next cutoff for the coming in the And I said it before.
Okay. Same question, Mr. McCoy, as before. Is someone live in that building?
No,
it's vacant. Okay. Okay.
So you're talking about the concrete building, the block building?
Yeah. That's the garage, correct? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Is the house... All right, so all we're talking about is the garage here.
Right.
Okay.
Well, with the structural damage.
Right, yeah, okay.
But,
okay, all right.
So they're putting it back into the garage.
That was my mistake. I didn't realize we were just talking about the garage.
Oh, okay.
So that was my mistake. So nobody's probably living in the garage, hopefully. Okay. All right. And your recommendation then is next cutoff. Okay. Would you like to tell us anything?
Was going off during the first show of the game. And in the middle of that, we got the letter. And then a tree fell on it from the second show of the game. And I was trying to contact Mr. Jerome before, and he was on vacation. And there was clarity as to exactly what we needed to do to rectify. So we did get it going and rolling.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. Any questions? The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance and a respondent come into compliance by December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mrs. Himes. Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay.
40.
Case number 40, CEB 11-17-147. Martin, 456 North Martin Luther King Land Trust. Respondent present. Please come forward, state your name and address for the record, and be sworn in.
Hey, it's Jared, to Highwood Bridge Trail on the beach. Question to speak on behalf of the trust.
What is your relationship to the...
volunteer help today. The answer, yes.
Yeah, you better be sworn in.
So, I'm aware or affirmed that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. All right, Mr. Jackson. Okay.
So, please come back up just for one moment. You are authorized to speak on behalf of the trust?
Yes.
Okay, so how long can you have
it? Okay, I'm going to be
joining. Right, okay. Thank you.
Now, Chair Members of the Board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is through on the court. Mr. McCoy reports that the property is in non-compliance. And he reports that it's an occupied property and that he has some contact with. I'm not sure if it's this gentleman or someone, but he's had some prior contact, but he believes that this can be in compliance by next call.
Okay.
And I will tender Mr. McCoy.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. McCoy? All right. So it is occupied.
No.
Wait. Well, we'll let you talk in a minute. Is it occupied now?
To my knowledge, it's not occupied.
Not occupied now. Okay.
Can you feel that this can be brought up into compliance by the next cutoff date?
I haven't had any contact as far as with after they were notified. I haven't really got a chance to speak with the representative.
Okay. So what you're saying is that you don't know that it can be in
compliance.
Mm-hmm. A little in center. All right. What did you say your name was, sir? I'm sorry. Last name?
Spear.
Spearin.
S-P-E-A-R-I-N.
All right, Mr. Spearin, what would you like to say?
I'd like to say it is in compliance. It's been in compliance. Property was engaged on 7/25 July. And the property is vacant. And the violations that are here in this have been brought over from apparently another case to the former owner. But from the short point of view, it is in compliance. We've never rented it. It is not rental property.
Okay, I understand that it is not being rented right now.
Not rental property, never will
be. Well, okay.
Only when we purchased it. We
okay.
never offered it for rent, and we will not offer it for rent.
The pictures that were just shown, are those correct? The pictures, those pictures. Does it look like that now?
I'm here to answer the violations.
Okay.
Those are pictures of the violations.
I can't speak to the condition of the property at this time.
Okay.
It's of no bearing. The purchase of the property conveyed, sold, as is, as I said.
When did you purchase it?
7/25.
And what's the intent?
Well, the trust monthly, they have three options. We'll give it to a church, we'll give it to a needy family,
You received notice. You received notice on the exact day that you purchased the property.
Absolutely not.
Well, this, when did you receive this?
First notice was October 26th.
Okay.
I believe the Sheffield was notified October or July 27th.
Okay. And who was that? Sheffield. Do we have a record of the house being sold?
Yes, it's in public record.
Well, we'll find it. We're looking for fact. Okay.
Madam Chair, I believe the inspector had knowledge of that and didn't speak to that.
Okay, terrific.
Do you have knowledge of it? Whether there was a fire or not?
Yes, yes, it was. It was so. The written owner was contacted, and the property was also posted. The new owner, when he purchased the property, he was aware of the violations that were already on the property. But as far as.
And what made him tell you was aware of the violations?
Because the new owner, when I went around to check on the property, the old owner, she stayed right next door to this property, and she called him on the phone, and they were conversing, and I said, can he get in contact with me? But at this time, he said, the inspector can do whatever he wants. So I said, okay, so I just move forward with the case.
Is that what we noticed the new owner?
Be a post.
Okay, so you posted the problem. Yeah, what we knew of that.
Well, I sent the notice of violation to the old one, and after that, when I went out and spoke to the phone.
So it was posted when the new owner took possession of it.
Yes, sir.
All right, just one second, please. Now you may come up, sir. So are you contending that none of these violations are there, that these are just, these pictures aren't pictures of what exists now?
Do I need to contend? All I'm asking is I'm in compliance at purchase.
Well, I don't...
There's no notice, there's no violations, there's nothing yet of record. When was Ms. Sheffield notified?
Ms. Sheffield was notified on, it says here, first notified 7/25, 2017.
Does that sound to be mailed?
Wait, excuse me. I'm going to ask you questions. When did you... What was the date of the closing of the house?
The closing, I'm not certain.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's not helpful either.
Because there were mortgages and there were out of town, other owners. And
okay, all right.
Why do you think it was in compliance when you bought it?
Well, there were no violations to our knowledge.
To your knowledge, but that...
All right. I'm going to move on with this case. You obviously know there are violations now. We can see them. Excuse me. No.
One last question, sir. Is there title insurance on this property? I would say probably not. It may be. Probably. So no search was done.
All right. Okay.
Title company closed. And they didn't find any outstanding.
Well,
we did. We had mortgages.
There wouldn't be any because there was no fine put on it, so the title company wouldn't see that.
Excuse me, do you want to know something else out there?
Sure. I just want to add, no one has called me in to do a reinspection.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholt, second. Mrs. Hines, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Thank you. Next case, please. No, we're done with the case. Please get, you can speak to Mr. McCoy to find out. The case is over. For the time being, you will be back here next month to respond. Excuse me. You can ask Mr. McCoy your questions. Thank you. Case number 41, CEB 11-17-148. James Chester Jones and Barbara Jones in My Way Cafe is what I'm guessing. Okay.
My name is Anthony Blockington. Yes.
Okay, what is your relationship to the Joneses in My Way? Oh, okay. And you have permission to speak on their behalf, okay? All right, Mr. Jackson.
I'm chair member to the board. This before you for the termination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. The inspector reports that the property remains in non-compliance and is asking to give until the next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. And I turn to Mr. McCoy.
Okay. Well, is there anything you'd like to say? Have you had contact with these people before today?
Yes, I have.
Okay. They were notified in August.
Yes, ma'am.
And nothing's changed?
Well,
from the last time I've been, most of the trucks are gone.
Okay.
It's a zoning issue with the, that zone don't permit rentals of heavy equipment. And at this time, it's only about the way to sell it here, so I'll let the
All right. Do you have something to tell us?
Well, basically, we saw it was moving on the phone. And the phone, other than the notifying was there, was, we saw, well, I contacted them by email and met with the field manager that we had. He was, he gave me a date to come pick up the trucks initially, then, over the hurricane again.
Yes, it did.
So if he had to go down south for like 2-3 weeks, he had to go down there and move trucks around. So he gave me another day for me. He never came. So what I did was I had a car also, so we just shifted the business of the car lot. And the only thing I had now was, like you said, a little box.
Okay. So that's good. All right. That's fine. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and respondent committed compliance by the next cutoff date, December 6, 2017, will be returned to the board for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So
motion, Mrs. Heim, second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right. The next case, 42, is CEB 11171409 06 Medeja. Well, I'm sure I screwed that up, right?
Medeja.
Okay.
My name is Roman Medeja, and I live at 130 South Mesa Drive in the 4th.
Okay. We'll let them speak first.
Now, Chair Members of the Board, this is before you for the determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector, Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the property is still currently in non-compliance, and he is asking for next cutoff for the property to come into compliance. I tend to listen for.
Okay.
That's basically it. It just hasn't been addressed.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mr. Medeja.
Hey, the reason it hasn't been addressed is somebody ran into the fence, and the insurance company is going around and around. I don't know what to do. I'll fix it myself.
Okay.
All
right. Cheryl, any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent to commit to compliance by the next cutoff date. It'll be returned, which is December 6, 2017. It'll be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Heim, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Where are we now? Okay, case 46, CEB 11-17-153, Glenn Jones. Mr. Jones, come forward. Good morning.
Glenn Jones, 321 Cornell Drive.
Okay, we'll let you speak in a minute, sir, if you need to. All right, Mr. Jackson.
Now, Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is before you can determine if you're compliant or non-compliant. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance, and he's asking for next call for the property to come into compliance. And I will turn to Mr. Jones.
Okay. Mr. Jones, let me ask you a question. Is this property occupied?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it a rental or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, anybody have any other questions for Mr. Jones? All right, Mr. Jones. Oh, do you like to tell us? You can fix these things?
I fixed everything but the screen up top.
Okay.
And I did get the, the rental administration fee that they put on this week.
Okay, cool. Good. All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Hines, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Next case. We're getting there. All right, case number 48. CEV 11-17-156, NEL 2. Good morning again.
Hello.
State your name and address for the record.
Eric Spidey, 506 North Hudson Street, Orlando, Florida, 32835.
Okay.
Note for the record from 3-4. Now, chair members and board, this is before you put the determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance. And he's asking for next call before it be brought into compliance. He indicates he hasn't had any contact with the owner up to this point. And I'll send him to Mr. Jones.
Okay.
I did have contact with the owner yesterday. They have replaced the damaged siding. When I saw it, it hadn't been painted yet.
Okay.
They say that's done. They applied for their rental license on Monday.
Okay.
So we still have to go through the rental inspection, so it hasn't been issued.
Okay.
Was any permit applied for the siding?
No. They replaced 6 or 8 pieces of siding. I don't know if it's the permit's required.
No. I don't think it is. Okay. Well, we don't know, but that's fine. It's not on here.
That picture of the fence, is that, it's not included in this?
The fence has been removed.
Okay. All right, would you like to tell us anything, or are we there?
I'd prefer that.
Okay.
The last step is I might do the inspection with Inspector Jones.
Good. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent to come into compliance by December 6, 2017, will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House. Second, Mrs. Hines. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. 49, CEV 11-17-157, Prime Income Properties. Coming forward. He's coming forward. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joseph W. Stager, Jr.
Stager?
Yes. I do.
Mr. Sager, what is your relationship to Prime Income Properties?
I was just a month-to-month renter. I originally moved in there a year and a half ago. Yes, I rented.
Okay. Do you have permission from Prime Income Properties to represent them? Okay. I'm sorry. Come forward and be sworn in. Thank you. We'll hear from you. Go ahead.
My name is Sandra Jacobs. I am the property manager for Prime Income Properties.
Okay. All right. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson first, then from Mr. Jones.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is for compliance or non-compliance. Mark Jones, the street inspector, he's recommending next cutoff for the property being brought into compliance. I take it as
okay.
This case was opened in August with leaky roof and pest infestation. As of yesterday, they have put a new roof on the mobile home.
Okay.
I do not have photographs. That's as it was with the park. And they have sprayed it, or at least they showed me invoice for having an exterminator there. They're still working on the interior ceiling that was sagging, so I'd like to hold it in non-compliance until the next cut.
Okay.
Again, the issue, did they pull a permit when they put the new roof on? I did not see any notice that there was a permit pulled.
Well, that's not on our case right now, but it's...
But it does, even though that it's not on it, you know, it has to be addressed.
All right. Does need to be addressed. Yeah. But that's up to the code enforcement officers, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, as I said, we were notified. I mean, we should.
Right. Okay.
Like I saw it.
Okay. All right. Is there anything either one of you would like to tell us? Would you like to speak, or are you okay that we'll give you till next month to get this fixed? Is that... Do you have anything?
I would like to speak.
Okay, go ahead.
I served the part of Chamber of Ms. Jacobs, so by the Empire Supreme Court, the notice says withhold that. It is under the Florida Residential Landlord Tenant Act, Chapter 83, Section 56, the right to withhold that until the repairs are made. I did the report to her, and I have it attached. It came from the expert maintenance man. That she knew that the roof was leaking on July 18th.
Okay, now I appreciate your predicament.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is find her noncompliance, and when she comes back next month, it'll either be fixed or it won't be fixed. And if it's not fixed, she'll be fine. And your case is separate
okay.
from what our case is or from what we hear.
Okay.
But, okay.
Well, I'll give the only other thing I have is, like I said, I served with this letter on the 24th. On the 25th, I was served with the 7-day notice.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's between the two of yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Chair, I'll entertain a motion to find respondent not. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something, please? Okay.
I just want to let you know that the mobile home is vacant. She is no longer a resident with us.
Okay. That's fine.
So,
okay.
I just want to let you know he's not living on property.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mrs. Himes. Second, Mrs. House?
Yeah.
All in favor say aye. No. All right, sign opposed. Motion carries. Next case. Case. 50, CEB11-17-158.
What?
All right. Okay.
Why is that?
54.
All right. So we'll do case 54 right now. CEB11-17-162, Lillian Voros. I keep looking at those pictures.
William Boros,
Okay, thank you. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Jones.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you put compliance and non-compliance, Mr. Jones, Mark Jones, is the inspector. In the case, when Mr. Jones reports that the junk vehicle has been removed, the issue is still with parking. It's in need of a re-inspection. He's asking for you to make a finding of non-compliance and allow for the next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? We'll give you till next month. And do you have something you need to say?
What's
the problem? That means you fixed the problem.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, come up to them.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you a month to fix the problem, basically.
Okay. There's the property next door, well, the lot next door is, well, our driveway, there's three vehicles. There will be three vehicles. If my son parks his car in the parking lot. Oh.
Yeah, you can ask Mr. Jones those questions.
Okay.
And and he can help you determine how to best fix those.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and or respondent to come into compliance by December 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Hines, second?
Second.
Mr. Weatherholtz, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Well, I'm trying to close. Okay, I'm getting tired now. Okay. Motion carries. What?
Sir, come on.
What case is
this?
What case is this? 50. This is 1117-158 AF 126 South Oleander Residential Trust.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, state your name and address for the record, please.
Fabrice Tito, 126 South Oleander. ABRC.
C-L-O-U what?
C-E-A-U.
That's all. Good job.
I do.
And how are you related to the trust?
I'm the trustee.
Okay. You're a trustee.
It's easier.
Okay. All right. We're going to hear from Mr. Jones and Mr. Jackson, and then we'll look at your pictures. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. As you indicated, Mr. Jones is the inspector, Mark Jones. He reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He previously had no contact with the owner. But he had contact with the tenant at the property. But he reports that it's a non-compliance, and he believes that it could be in compliance by next cutoff. I turn to Mr. Jones for any questions.
Okay. So, is this a single family?
I do not know. I have.
Okay.
It's 5 units, from what the trustee said. What our violation was for was really the maintenance of the building itself within the historic district. You can see the pictures don't depict it probably as well, but there's numerous problems with molding, siding, windows. The building is in quite disrepair.
Okay.
This is in a residential area, correct?
Yeah, it's in the residential area.
Okay.
And I'm Medina. Mr. Jones, and I've been working on the property for 3.5 years. My background.
For how long?
Since I've got it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, very nice.
And I have been for the property, which is online.
Okay. Well, you know,
And what I want to say is that I'm working on this around the board. And I've been working on fixing first.
Thank you.
But fixing first what has been damaged, all the damage, the mold, and the wood. And I do have some pictures of that.
Before, after, and after, and after, and after, and after, and I'm the one doing.
I don't have a lot of money, and I'm the one doing all the work, the fixing,
all the good work, and work in the back.
So, in the last problem, I was asking the question, this has been fixed for you, guys. That was a year ago, inside, a couple of weeks ago, inside, then I told you, say, you know, what happened, the fight on the stage, you didn't speak for me.
Okay.
So that's the same, that we call that.
Okay.
You know, that, I think that we should have met. The part of the, problem with the driveway, so I had to fix the car. I had to change the driveway. If I want to change the driveway, or when I want to change the driveway, I want to do all the overhead line.
Okay.
Including the sewer, changing the sewer. There have been some fixing, and that was also the fence that was down the hurricane, putting back on the bridge, repainting.
Okay.
I did all the news that was downstairs in the back, all the news. And it's mainly for the
owner. Have you talked to Mr. Jones about what he wanted to do all this, and have you met the guy, Mr. Jones?
I haven't met Mr. Jones.
Because he needs to know what he's going to do, and that's what he said in terms of which time he's going to be here, you know, stuff that.
Okay.
All right.
I know that
he needs to be able to go in the building, inspect it, anything like that.
Okay. I did study on cleaning up the windows, on cleaning the windows. I don't bring everything back.
I appreciate that. We have in front of us some things that need to be done, and because you have tenants in this building. Yes, so we have some things that need to be done, and you need to speak to Mr. Jones and ask what needs to be done so that you can come into compliance so that these tenants can continue to live there. Okay. All right. Mr. Bryan. What would you like to tell us? Good morning.
Good morning. Charles Bryan, the Redevelopment Department. This particular property is located in the redevelopment area.
Mm-hmm.
All this work he's saying he's doing, he needs to put a permit for him.
Yeah.
To do the work. If he's in a historic district, then he needs to talk to the planner that's in the plan.
Right.
That does the historic preservation. Yeah, he can't just arbitrarily replace
right.
Windows and stuff. Also, entertaining that he has to do, it has to be approved by the
right.
Department.
Okay.
And just one thing before, in the redevelopment area, does it allow multi-tenants in the building? It's just for the record. I know it's not only
fun. Well, that will come out when you apply for. If it's a loan, it will come out when that will be reviewed by the project manager for Main Street redevelopment area.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ryan, what would you estimate the timeline for the red tape for all these boards is going to be? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months? Because there's no sense in us saying he has to come into compliance.
I would recommend that he does a report at the next meeting. If he's full of permission to do something that he should be doing, do an update to the report.
Mm-hmm.
Report back there and tell me what he's done, a project report.
Okay.
Did he make that to your board or a different CRA board?
No, this is for Main Street.
It's for Main Street.
That's Mr. Berger.
Right.
So he needs to alert Mr. Berger he's doing this, and
Well, he's got to go before the board, correct?
That depends on once he needs, what he needs to do is apply for the permit.
Right.
That will automatically trigger the board.
Okay.
He would have to review that.
Okay. Okay, so...
what I'm trying to say, it would be a lot easier at the time when it comes to us if we have somebody
correct.
From that board.
Well, that's maybe January, right?
Maybe
yeah.
January.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
would that help?
The permission that's going to go normally doesn't necessarily have to go to the board. But the project manager has to review
okay.
that permit request and determine if it needs to go to the board.
Right. All right. Well, does the city want to change its recommendation or
yeah.
from... Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, here, as I just was speaking with the inspector, the nature of these violations, they kind of overlap in the sense that if he's going to make the improvements that he's indicating that it may want to get some clarification of these reports on you know, what he's doing. So, next cut off to try and do all of this will probably be a little bit counterproductive
to
where he's going. But if he goes until January with a progress report, know that he's going to be going and getting the applications or doing the needs to with these four to get the approval
okay.
so we can have a better idea of what
okay.
kind of plan manifests that he's trying to do and how that affects what we can get done right.
But nevertheless, this person's owned the building for a year and a half. Is that correct? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll suggest something. We'll entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting. And allow respondent until January 3rd, 2018 to come into compliance and return to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Hines, is there a second?
No second.
All right, second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, so we'll see you next month, sir, with a progress report. You let us know what's been going on. Okay.
Members of the board, I don't know if the sheriff has mentioned since you're going to be out here by 12. I'm going to be out here by 12.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's the way we can just continue. Nobody else is here. This is the next meeting.
Is
that your problem?
I'll let my administrative assistant and the board secretary as we have the
chance to
meet together. But
how many cases do we have left? I know. I don't like to proceed without our board attorney here. So.
Nobody's here.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem otherwise.
Okay.
So,
and I don't think we have too many left, right?
Yeah, we have a lot left.
Huh?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a couple in six or seven.
Okay. So we'll just, I make a motion to continue these cases until the next meeting, which is on... What line is that?
December 6th.
December 14th. Okay. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Hines, second. Second, Mrs. House, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you.
Why do I
I know, you did.
We
did get a lot done. Okay.
I count seven.
Okay, so we did this. All right. So, is there any other business that we want to discuss that we don't need our board to turn to? There are eight cases. Well, we don't have our board attorney here.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I'll see you next time.
Okay.
Come earlier, too.
Okay. Come earlier. Mr. Sykes, hello.
Hello. This is a question, I guess, maybe for counsel. Maybe don't answer this. We had a gentleman who came up. He represented numerous people in several different
places. Oh, yes,
And as well as a couple other people who came up saying they represented someone. And I know they were standing on, you know, over on hold, maybe surprised by it. Probably two from these people stating that they
their relationship
because at least a lot of these things to me personally seem kind of iffy.
I agree,
and I was concerned, especially with
Mr. Jackson. That would be up to you. That's a legal issue.
Yeah. What would be your advice on that?
I guess what we've seen over the years, one thing we're well satisfied with someone swearing to, I mean, because they're still under the same standards of law in terms of a sworn statement before the court, and you know, if we have to find someone that we can think of, or we don't react and respond to finding someone being unfaithful, we just haven't seen that come up.
Right.
Being an issue for us. And what we left with on the alternative, and this is what we've had. And this is history, but what we had historically was when people who came and everything about them suggested they really were representative, but they didn't have documentation for it. Now we had to put the case off just to be consistent with the way we dealt with these matters. So I don't know if that's a better. I mean, we'll talk about the staff and see with staff. If we're adamant about that, feeling like if we could do it and make that something to the staff.
Yeah, I co-say you.
We rely on people swearing and telling us the truth.
Well, I mean, they're under oath, so if.
It's still
well, I know it doesn't keep people.
If you say if they make a hold for that, it's still illegal.
Right. I mean.
You're on the record,
all right, let's adjourn. All right, meeting adjourned.